Well, it's time to start sorting it out all over again. But, hey, that's what we do here. It's what I do. You're welcome. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, January the 27th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Almost five decades after abortion was legalized in the U.S., there is a rise in anti-abortion sentiment across the country. In fact, new polling shows that two-thirds of us, including pro-choice people, want significant restrictions on abortion. Number two, the coronavirus in China spreading. Even though tens of millions are on quarantine, 55 million are not able to move, but that's that. And number one, it's the day that the defense takes center stage in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. A preview of the case shows those in his corner don't believe he's done anything wrong, but John Bolton could tip that scale. And we'll get to all of that, but first, basketball superstar, cultural icon Kobe Bryant, dead at the age of 41 following a helicopter crash near Los Angeles yesterday. Nine people died in the crash. His death stunning Los Angeles and really the world in many ways. Kobe Bryant was one of those champions that transcended sports. He spoke three languages. He had four daughters he was very involved with. In fact, one of those daughters died on the helicopter with him. A 13-year-old daughter died on the helicopter with him. They are on their way to basketball practice. Along with her was one of her teammates and one of their parents on the helicopter. Flying too low in heavy fog. In fact, the weather was so bad that the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department had grounded its helicopters for the day and its aircraft altogether. The fog was too thick to fly in, and the helicopter crashed into a ridge outside of Los Angeles, somewhere around 184 miles per hour, according to the latest information. Bryant was born in Philadelphia. His dad played eight seasons in the NBA. He went to Lower Merion High School, Ardmore, Pennsylvania, right outside of Philadelphia. He won numerous awards and was able to skip going to college, went straight into the NBA draft at the age of 17, and Jerry West of the Los Angeles Lakers saw something in the young kid. And traded Vlade Divac, one of the top five centers in the game at the time, for a shot at the 17-year-old Kobe Bryant. Bryant, so young, in fact, his parents had to sign his NBA contract for him. But he went to Los Angeles, his first season, 97, 98, 99. By 2000, he started winning championships with Shaquille O'Neal. He won a total of five championships with the Los Angeles Lakers, two Olympic medals on the USA team, and spent much of his later life not only playing basketball and coaching his children, but giving to needs like homelessness in Los Angeles that we've heard all so much about. Kobe Bryant taken at 41, and that will dominate news coverage wall to wall. I won't do that here. But it is important to recognize a true champion, somebody who was up at 5 in the morning to work out for 2 hours before going home to have breakfast with his daughters, then back to working out, and then back for lunch with his family. Real dedication, real hard work, you see, because talent isn't enough. Talent by itself is wonderful. But unless you bring hard work to the talent, it doesn't go anywhere. Kobe Bryant knew that. The accolades coming in all over. He was honored at the Grammys numerous times last night. That was being held at the Staples Center in Los Angeles where his jerseys hang from the rafters. They were lit up last night. In honor of Kobe Bryant, two different jerseys retired. Anyhow, I think it's a story worth noting, and I think it's important. Of course, we'll keep an eye on when the funeral comes and all of those things. But the crash site, a go team is there from the FAA to determine what went wrong. But preliminary reports indicate the pilot was not using instrumentation to fly, but was flying by sight. You couldn't see anything. It was pea soup out there. You couldn't see anything. And therefore, makes you wonder what was really going on. New polling now, shifting gears. New polling from the Washington Post, ABC News. Do you think the Senate should or should not remove President Trump from office? Yes got 45%, and no, 51%. The latest indication that Americans in general opposed to the impeachment of President Donald Trump. I don't think that any of these revelations are going to change any of that. Over the weekend, a tape came out of the president in a long conversation. Somebody recorded him secretly in the Oval Office, I believe it was, or somewhere. And he said, get rid of Yovanovitch. She was trashed. The ambassador to Ukraine was trash-talking Donald Trump. He said, fire her. Get rid of her today. I don't need that. His prerogative, by the way. And then the big revelation yesterday from the New York Times, if it's to be believed, and that's important, if it's to be believed, that John Bolton, in a draft of a book to be released in the next few weeks or months, that Donald Trump told him in August that he wanted to continue holding military aid to Ukraine until the country helped with investigations into Democrats, including former Vice President Joe Biden. And let me point something out. Maybe Joe Biden is the linchpin to all of this. If Joe Biden is subpoenaed and brought before the U.S. Senate during this trial, and dirt is found on Joe Biden that he was corrupt, that his family did make millions of dollars, which they did, because he was Vice President of the United States, and Joe Biden was in charge of Ukraine policy for the Obama administration, which he was, then I think the president's good to go. Now, if it's learned that Joe Biden was clean, that might present a problem. But just because you run for office doesn't mean you're excused from corruption. Doesn't mean it's encouraged and allowed. But if the aid was held up, it would undermine a key provision of the president's defense, which is basically the investigation and the politics were two separate issues and the Bidens were separate issues. That's not necessarily true. We know that he asked about looking into Hunter Biden, so it wouldn't be surprising if he told John Bolton that they're looking into Joe Biden. But here's the bottom line and one of the big important takeaways, because the defense for President Trump starts in earnest today. You may not see as much coverage as you would have without the death of Kobe Bryant. But the deadline for the aid to be released and sent to Ukraine, the deadline set by Congress was September the 30th. The restriction was lifted on September the 11th. It takes a couple of weeks for all the paperwork to go through, but the money was moving by the 26th of September, before the deadline. How could there be a violation of law or an obstruction of Congress or an abuse of power or any of that when the aid went out on time? The aid went out on time. 14 after on a Monday at the Steve Gruber Show.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy, they do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.